The crackdown on protesters in Syria is spreading to the far corners of that country. That includes a remote town on the border with Iraq in Syria's eastern desert. That tribal region has long been known as a transit point for fighters and weapons coming into Iraq during the war. And now those routes appear to be reversing. NPR's Kelly McEvers recently traveled to the border and sent this report.
The trouble in the Syrian town of Abu Kamal started this past weekend. Like in so many Syrian cities and towns, people took to the streets in protest against the government of President Bashar al-Assad. And like in so many Syrian cities and towns, security forces from the central government responded brutally, surrounding the town and, activists say, killing a handful of protesters, including a 14-year-old boy. This time, though, soldiers in a local battalion defended the protesters. Activists say more than 100 soldiers joined their cause. Now authorities in the central government are offering a deal to the tribal leaders of Abu Kamal. Hand over these defectors, they say, and we'll leave you alone. Activists say negotiations are ongoing. The thing about the tribes in this region is they're not just confined to Syria. These same tribes span into Iraq, too. All that separates them is the border fence.
So on this side is this is Iraq, but just beyond that building.
Picture of Hafez al-Assad, Bashar's father.
Yeah, you can see a picture of Hafez al-Assad, the father of the current president of Syria. And it's a really heavily fortified border. I mean, we're standing in front of this big fence with, you know, razor wire, and there's HESCO sand-filled bomb barriers. And then beyond there...
The reason the border is so fortified now is that during some of the most violent years of the Iraq War, it was here that militants and weapons crossed from Syria into Iraq. Syrian state TV recently claimed that route is being reversed, that the guns and fighters are now coming into Syria to help in the fight against the government. We ask a local border commander about the claim. He doesn't want his voice to be on tape.
He says, we are trying to do our best to protect the borders, as you can see. But it is long borders. There must be some cases of infiltration, but we are doing our best with so much little we have.
We drive away from the border into the nearest town on the Iraqi side to a dusty strip of vegetable stands, mini markets, and car parts shops.
So we're standing on the main street in the town of Qaim. This is the Wild West of Iraq. People tell us that it's the kind of place a few years ago that you would walk outside and say a prayer as if it was your last prayer ever. At the time, Al-Qaeda was very active here. Insurgents were very active here. The area has calmed down now, but just across the border, with the troubles in Syria, things are starting to flare up again.
We step into a shop that sells curling irons and toasters. Shop owner Ahmed Abdulkader was part of the original resistance to the U.S. occupation here. That resistance later turned against more extreme insurgents from Al-Qaeda who'd come here by way of Syria. Abdulkader says everyone here has a relative across the border in Abu Kamal, and everyone is waiting to see if the tribal leaders will reach a truce with the government or if security forces will crack down again. He says the Syrians have now closed the border. That means a lot less business for him. We ask Abdulkader if former resistance fighters here in Qaim will find ways to help support the resistance in Syria.
Yes.
Let's just say this, he says with a wink. What goes around comes around. The troubles in Syria are not just affecting businesses and tribes. They're also affecting the thousands of Iraqis who fled to Syria during the war's most violent years. One woman who goes by the name Salwan fled Iraq when insurgents fired a rocket at her house. She says life in Syria has been hard, but until recently, it was still better than Iraq. That changed with the protests and the crackdowns.
Came here only to find that things are much worse, that there is nothing here.
For now, Salwan says she wants to return to Syria. But with the land border closed, she'll have to spend her savings on plane tickets. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.